Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
Hey babes, just hopping on really quick to let you guys know that in today's episode there is a small technical audio issue. It is about the last 15 minutes of this episode. I do hope you guys still enjoy this episode today, and I just wanted to say thank you so much, and I hope you babes are able to take something away from this episode today. So I hope you enjoy, and I hope you guys have a happy Friday. It's Friday, baby! Yes, hunty, we finally made it to Friday! Y'all know that's your girl queen's favorite day of the week, hunty. Yes, I am so excited that it is Friday. I'm really excited about this episode. I'm excited that I get to chat with you babes. Y'all, it has been a very long week. I don't know why, but it has seemed like it has taken forever to get to Friday. So your girl is super pumped that it's Friday. Okay, it's the weekend, hunty. I am ready, okay? So before we get into today's episode, if you are new and you're just tuning in to Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. And over here, we like to talk about the babes behind the planner. We love to keep it real and raw. And yeah, if you're interested in babes behind the planners, planner stuff, planner chats, happy mail, and the talk about the planner streets, okay? Interested in any of those things, make sure you go ahead and follow your girl, okay? Follow this podcast. Make sure you are catching up on the episodes. Make sure you leave your girl an Apple review. 5 stars, thank you, okay? So with that being said, I do thank you guys for tuning in this Friday with me. If you're an oldie but a goodie, okay? If you always tuning in, you always showing up for your girl, you love yourself some queen, look, welcome back to the show, okay? I am just in a really good mood today, you guys. I'm just having a day. I'm feeling really good, and I'm just like, look, I'm excited to be in here to chat with you babes. Now, I am really feeling real good this week because I feel very productive, okay? Y'all got a extra fancy on Monday, a whole bonus episode. What? Who is that? Who is this girl putting up bonus episodes? Okay. Yeah, I am very proud of myself. I got a bonus episode up this week. We are continuing with our regular episodes. Y'all, I'm super pumped today. So, you know, I have a little bit of a random chat that I wanted to chat with you guys before we get fully into today's episode. But let me just chat with y'all. Like, first of all, let me just say the overwhelming amount of love and support that I have gotten over the last few days, all about me just taking my time to step away from a certain brand, as my girl would call it. My girl Mara would call it the Grumpy Company, Grumpy Co. I've taken a step back from them. I have just decided that this is not for me. And, you know, as much as I talk about being on the right side of history and for change and doing all these things, I had to really take a step back and really look at the things that I was doing, the things that I was using, and where I was spending my time at. And it just wasn't worth it to me. And like I said, I felt very icky using these products sometimes, posting them on my page. And like I said, I still will be using the stickers and stuff like that because I have a ton of them. Okay. My house is filled with them. But as far as everything else, I'm just not into it. I'm not into tagging them. I'm not into talking about them. I won't be sharing really any news about them. I'm just honestly over it. So the amount of love and support that I've gotten over the past few days, you guys have just been freaking amazing. And I love every one of you so freaking much. Yeah, you guys, I don't even have like the words, like my heart is just so full. And it was nice to know that you guys love me because of me and not because of the planner I'm using. And that honestly just made my day. So I thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. With that being said, I have already started jumping into new planners. So as you guys know, I am a huge B6 planner. Like fan. Like I love my B6 rings. It's my bae. And for this week, because I didn't have a catch-all planner, I had to use my B6 rings like for the week. And let me just say, this is definitely my on-the-go planner. Me trying to shove all the things I need to do and reminders in this little planner was not working out. I did have to add some sticky notes here and there for information or for different things because I couldn't write it into my regular planner. But that is okay. I was fine with that because I knew that I was going to go ahead and buy my new Aura Cell very soon. So I did go ahead and purchase an A5 wide Aura Cell, and I am just like, oh, baby. I cannot wait to get my hands on you because I bought a new B6 RSL and she came already in the mail. I shared her in my stories on Queen's Fancy Plans and like y'all, I am so in love. I'm quickly going to be like, this is going to be addicting because these planners are just absolutely gorgeous. And the best thing about them is that they're ring bound systems. I can still be, you know, customize my planner. I can still be creative, all those things. And I can use my Lights Planner Action inserts. And if you guys don't know, I do PR for Lights Planner Action and I am in love with her inserts, y'all, from the plain old white inserts to the blackout inserts. And let me just say the blackout inserts are everything. If you are looking for inserts, and this is not because I PR with her, because I was using her products before I ended up on her squad. I absolutely love her products. Like they are just absolutely amazing. I'm literally like touching my planner right now. Like I'm rubbing at the paper because the paper is so soft and y'all, so bomb. So if you guys are looking for shops to shop with and you're looking for a ring bound planner, I would definitely highly suggest RS though, because I had no clue how high quality this planner would be. It is absolutely gorgeous. I did order mine off of Mercari. It was pretty much new. The girl said, I think she said she may have used it one time. And she realized it wasn't for her. And you guys, I got it for such a bomb deal. She threw in some freebies. It's just, I love it. I will be definitely buying more of these RSLs because they are definitely addictive. And I have just come to find that I really love the ring bound system. My social media planner is ring bound, which is an A5. So for me to go to pretty much all ring bound planners other than my passion planners, because I have a passion planner weekly and I will be using a passion planner daily very soon. I'm just so excited. I am really happy about my planner lineup. And once I get all my planners and get them all set up, then I will show you guys my full on lineup. So make sure you are either following me at Queen's Fancy Plans on Instagram, or you definitely should be following me at Queen's Fancy Plans on YouTube, because I will be doing a YouTube video of my planner stack and showing you guys the planners I'm using and how I have them set up and all of those things. So yeah, I am just freaking excited about my new journey, my new planner journey. It feels really good to be using products that I actually like and that I actually am really into. And I even was able to just like dig deep into other stickers and other brands that I have in my stash and use that. And I've just felt really good this week with using the new planners and the new products and just setting things up. It felt really, really good. And again, like I said, being that passion planner ambassador, it feels really good as well because it's a brand that I truly stand behind. So yeah, I definitely hope to be sharing more companies and more brands that I truly believe in and that I stand behind and that they kind of align with my core values. And I think that's what's most important, that I can feel good about the things that I'm posting to my followers and letting them know that like, look, these are products and brands that I believe in. Because I felt like for a while I was living a lie because I didn't fully believe in this brand and I was sharing it with you guys. And even though I wasn't tagging them, it was still the fact that I was sharing this particular product on my page. And you know, you hold out hope for so long and then finally you just realize like, wake the hell up, girl, it ain't gonna happen. They don't care, and why should I care, and why should I continue to spend my money with a brand who doesn't really care about me, doesn't see me? That's something that I think personally that I had to like get over. Like, they don't see you, girl, and they're never going to see it. They're never going to get it. The erasure of the Black community, you know, the verbiage that they use, it's right there in your face. It's in black and white. So point blank period, they don't care, and neither do I. So with that being said, I have decided to take more of my energy and my time and to put into brands that I really, truly believe in, I truly care about. And you guys have just really been awesome about supporting me. And look, I still support the babes out there who choose to do whatever they want to do, whatever makes you happy. That's what I'm about. But this is my journey and this is what makes me happy. And this is what I feel like works for my core values. And maybe your core values are something else. And that's okay. We can agree to disagree. We don't have to agree on everything. But what we can do is be, you know, cool with each other about it. So that's on that. I just wanted to mention that and say thank you to you guys, because you guys have just been so freaking amazing. Like, these past couple of days, this week has just really been amazing, and I am so thankful for you guys. So before we get into our main part of our show today, you guys, we do have a guest today. But before we jump into all of that, before I introduce her and give y'all a little bit of a tea, let's have a little word from our sponsor. Do you love to pre-plan or maybe even write yourself a reminder? Or what about hard to get through days when you just need a pick-me-up? Well, look no further. At Sticky's Co. has got you for all your sticky note needs, whether you're writing a daily affirmation or just reminding yourself of that afternoon meeting. Sticky's Co. is not only a woman-owned business, but a Black woman-owned business who created Sticky's Co. to bring you peace, order, and organization to your life. You can check out Sticky's Co. at stickysco.com. That's STICKEYSCO.com. Be sure to use code QUEENRADIO to save 15% off your purchase. Yes, shout out to Sticky's Co. for being your girl sponsor for today's episode. I'm so excited. If you guys do not go over and pick you up some cute sticky notes, they have new releases dropping. I'm so excited about it. Go over and pick it up. You guys, like you heard, you can use Queen Radio and save 15% off your entire purchase. So I am super stoked about that. So y'all make sure y'all go check them out. I mean, seriously, we got to support the Black girls in this community, okay? Especially the Black shop owners. And with that being said, let's go ahead and talk about our guest today. I am so excited to be having this woman on my show today. She is so freaking dope, so freaking amazing. And this is the second part in my series of me bringing small Black shop owners to you guys so you can kind of get to know the babes behind not only the planner, but also the small shop. And when you shop small, you are helping someone feed their family, put clothes on their back, you know, taking care of their livelihood. When you shop small, it means you truly care. And these companies that I'm bringing to you are brands that I truly believe in, that I have shopped with personally, and that I have truly enjoyed their products. So I thought, why not share about, you know, these small companies, especially when people are talking about how they are looking for small companies to shop with, and they only, you know, the typical performative, you only shop when something bad happens or when it's some kind of Black holiday, then you feel the need to shop. Well, I'm eliminating that excuse for you. There's no longer that excuse of where you don't know how to find Black shops. I'm bringing them here for you to see, bringing them to the forefront, and letting you hear these women for themselves and let them share their stories and get to really know the woman behind the shop. So today we're going to have none other than Jasmine from Meanie's Planner Goods join us, and I'm just so freaking excited. So yeah, welcome to the show, Jasmine.
Hi, Queen. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. We have been working on this for a couple of weeks, and just to be able to sit down and chat with you and, like, you know, you're part two of my series of bringing, like, the wonderful, awesome Black-owned business shops to the forefront and kind of giving them a voice and, like, being able to share their shops. So I'm just so excited I get to share and talk to you today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so how have you been? What's going on your way?
I am good. I'm just over here, you know, juggling a regular life with shop life.
The life of a businesswoman.
Man, it's a whole big thing.
It is. I have been thinking about opening a shop, but I'm always thinking to myself, how do I get started? Where do I go? So I'm really nervous, and I keep looking at that reel that says, are we supposed to know what we're doing? No? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess I'm not supposed to know what I'm doing, just kind of start, but I am so nervous. So kudos to you for just stepping and putting your toes out there in the water and doing your thing, because I am, like, freaked out.
Thank you so much. You know what? You could do it. Just from your social media, like, you got social media down pat. Like, you got that. I feel like you could do it. You could do it.
I might be working on something up my sleeve.
Okay.
So I thought that it would be kind of fun to kind of interview you today and just kind of ask you some questions so people can kind of get to know who Jasmine is behind Meanie's Planner Goods, but just kind of know what you stand for, what your shop is about. And if they haven't heard of you, it would kind of give you a place to kind of share, you know, a little bit more about who Jasmine is and who Meanie's Planner Goods is. So I wanted to know, who is Jasmine when she's not working on Meanie's Planner Goods? Like, what's her favorite color? What's her favorite thing to do? Favorite food? Like, who is Jasmine?
All right. Okay. So quick spiel on me. So you already said my name, Jasmine. I go by Jasmine Meanie, which Meanie's came from my husband, he used to call me Jasmini. We did this thing where we added, it's so immature. We did this thing where we added I-N-I at the end of our names, but we pronounced it like Ingy instead of Ingy. So his name is Marlon. I will call him Marlini. He would call me Jasmini. And then it just kind of evolved to Mingy. So that's where that came from. Because I know people get confused because it's like, you talk about no mean girls, but your name is Mingy. No, it's not because I'm mean. That's the origin on that. But by daytime or by night, because I work at night, I'm an emergency response social worker. And so then by day, because it's reversed, I am the owner of Mingy's Planner Goods.
Okay.
My favorite colors are pink and purple.
Yes.
When I was really young, my favorite color was green. And I just grew out of it because I just really was drawn to pink and then also purple. Like, so those are, you know, my favorite colors. And I really try to get away from only offering things that are those colors, but it is so hard sometimes.
Yes. I mean, pink and purple is like the bomb. Now, it's funny because when I was a kid, my favorite color was orange, and I don't really know why. I feel like it was because I had a love for orange lollipops. They just popping. Like, you ever had an orange Tootsie Roll pop? It is everything. So when I was a kid, I loved orange, and my favorite color was purple. But as I got older, I started really being into pink, and like pink, purple, and black are like my three favorite colors. Like, yeah, I will stop wearing black when they make something darker.
Oh, that is hilarious. That is so funny.
Yes. So I'm shocked to know that, because I didn't really know that you were an ER social worker. My best friend does that. And let me just say, you have got heart. And I mean, that's not an easy job. Y'all are really busting y'all butts out here. And I know with like COVID being a thing now and everything going on, your job has gotten 10 times harder.
Yeah.
So just, kudos to you, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it gets it's a very heavy job. I try not to talk about it a lot, but when people ask, I just tell them, yeah, this is what I do. But yeah, it could get heavy, but being a part of the planner community really lightens that for me. Mm-hmm. You know, just an outlet to be creative. You know, just get my mind on other things. You know, there are other parts of me. And, you know, it's so hard because when you work, you get consumed by that. And, yes. You know, like you asked me about myself, that's one of the first things I mentioned. Like, why did I do that? It's so much more to me. But because we get so consumed by it, you know, you really need an outlet. So I'm glad that I have that.
Yes. I mean, I think work kind of is our careers is what most people define us by. You know, like when you introduce somebody, here's my husband, Jack, he's a lawyer. Like, that's the first thing that, you know, our careers are kind of what defines us. But there's so many other things. Like I said, I have layers. There's so many other things to me other than just my career or someone just being a mom. You know, there's layers to everyone. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. So that kind of brings me to like, well, how did Mimi's Planner Goods start? Like, how did it come about? What was the idea behind it?
Okay, so Mimi's Planner Goods really began. This is how I really got started. Honestly, I was tired of not being able to get stuff I was trying to get from shops. I said, you know what? I was tired of shops being closed. I was like, this is ridiculous. And that's why my shop is really never closed. I said, you know what? I want to offer a space where I'm able to offer unique and different things. Mm-hmm. And also, we ain't closing. Like, you know, it really was just born out of me just being just a little bit annoyed. Like, you know, but now as I've become a shop owner, I understand why we have to close our shop. I understand all of these things, but it's still, to me, I still like, okay, I still don't like to close my shop. I've maybe closed my shop maybe like 3 to 4 times before in over a year of being in business. So Mimi's Planner Goods was really born out of just, I feel like, lack of availability. Dang, like, I was trying to buy that. Everybody bought it. Like, dang. Like,
yes. And, like, and there's nothing more frustrating than, like, you literally trying to order something and, like, everybody else wants to order the same thing. And it's all sold out. And you're like, man, I didn't even get one.
Yes. And then the other thing too is like, I was just a little like kind of over it with the game, the inventory games. It's like, okay, ma'am, like clearly it's not out of stock. You just put more. Like, like it just honestly,
It's that hype. Yeah, it's the hype of
yes.
like trying to get
Like,
people to buy. It's that frenzy. And I really don't like when it's a frenzy around a whole lot of stuff. Cause then I'd be like, I'm never gonna get what I want because it's gonna be sold out and
yes.
or that pretend sold out and then they're gonna restock it
The
later. And
pretend.
it's just yeah, I call it the
The
faux sell
pretend.
out. Yeah, the faux
Yes.
sell out.
And so, like once I really got into it and really started running Minnie's Planner Goods, I got a better understanding for all of those things. Like, oh, okay, I understand now why they do this and why they do that. But then the part of me that's still like, well, I don't want to do that. Like, I
Right. It is a
don't.
business move. It's like a business
Right.
tactic. Yeah.
It really is. It really is. And there are reasons that some shops are more successful than others. Like you, they got it down,
Yeah.
they got it
Yeah.
down. And that's not something you can do overnight. That takes time. It's a learning curve. So, I won't say that never would I do this or that, but it's like I'm really at a kind of like a crossroads to feel like, but I don't want to do it this way. I want to do it my way. I want to put everything that I got available is for sale.
Right,
And that's
right.
what it is when like sometimes people hit me up, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't order it. Oh, that's all right. Like, not even like that. Like, it'll be there when you're ready for it. Like,
Right.
there is no pressure, even for like ambassadors. There is no pressure to order. I am over here living my life. The shop is here. You know where it's at. It'll be here when you're ready. Like,
Right, right.
so, that's really been my just my kind of standpoint just as a business owner. I understand that probably doesn't help with hyping stuff up.
I mean, I do get it because it's like when they create the frenzy, it's almost you're creating a demand for your products. Like people are like, "Oh, I want that. I want that. When are you going to put it back in the shop?" I totally get it. It is a business move. It is a business tactic. But sometimes I just want to order and I want to relax and order. I don't want to shop in
Right.
panic.
Right. Like, I'm not getting up at 12 a.m. Like, there's something I wanted to get. It has sold out the other day, and my friend hit me up. She was like, it was restocked. I was like, girl, I already ordered. I'm not going back for nothing else.
So when you came up with Meanie's Planner Good, did you come up with a mission statement? And what did you know that your mission statement was going to be? Like when you decided that Meanie's was gonna be out to the world, what was your mission and goals behind it?
So that is an ever-evolving situation. Because when I first started, I didn't have a mission statement. I just really had a loose set of kind of, I guess, kind of like rules for myself, like of how I wanted to operate. But it wasn't a mission statement per se. It was I want to bring, unique planner clips, stuff that people hadn't seen. I don't want my shop to be closed. Like, I want to keep my shop open all the time so that people can shop whenever they're ready. Like, stuff like that. Like, I never wrote down a defined mission statement. And even like probably up until the last 3 to 4 months, I feel like I'm just now really getting to a space of, okay, this is how I think I can bring value to the planner community. And really for me, a big part of it has been the whole No Mean Girls. And that me coming into that space of the, you know what, this is how I could bring value is just from seeing and experiencing a lot of mean girl energy in this community. And it's kind of baffling. And
It really is. And when you say that, because that was one of the things that drew me to you. I see that statement in your bio of no mean girls. So it kind of wanted me to ask you, like, how do you deal with the mean girls? Because, honey, they are out here full force.
they really are. And I have to thank my husband for that because sometimes I get in my feelings and he's like, you really got to kill them with kindness. It's people who I and what's crazy, like I've stumbled upon by accident, just people who feel some type of way about me or my shop. And these are people that I have bought from and still buy from some of them. And it got to a point I said, you know what? I am not going to spend my money with sometimes the people. And
Yes.
so I am going to, because I already bought the stuff. Oh, I'm still going to use it. You better believe I'm going to use it. And I'm going to tag you because this is a one-sided beef. It don't have nothing to do with me. I don't know what you got going on. So it's
Right.
really a kill them with kindness, like, because they'll probably look and be like, well, that's confusing.
Right.
Why are you still using my stuff? Well, because I
Because,
bought it.
right. And I don't have an issue with you. And I think,
I
like,
don't.
honestly, the mean girl vibe, and I mean, it's just kind of like a culture, like, this whole, like, you can't sit with us if you're not using a certain
Right.
planner, or
Oh, Jesus.
we're all, well, I made that washi and now she's making it, and I made that bow clip and now she's selling it. And it's just like, I don't get it. Like, there is enough room out here for all of us. It's enough room out here for all of us to win. So why are we not coming together? Why are we not trying to lift our sisters up? Why are we not trying to hold hands and stand together and make our community better versus like, oh, she thinks she all that. And I kind of feel like, no,
Right.
I don't think I'm all that. You think I'm all
Ah,
that.
right, and thank you for it.
Yeah, so it's good to know that it's girls out here who are really like, I'm beyond the drama, I'm beyond the mean girls. I'd rather kill you with kindness and I'd rather keep it moving. So I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't have no type of feelings about anybody else. No negativity, no nothing. Like, I'm cool. Like,
Yeah, you are very chill. Like, I come to your lives and I'm like, she is so chill. Like, I'm always hyped up on something. I'm always like, let's get it started. And I'm like, Mimi just over here, like, hey girl, what's one of the questions I did have for you was, how are you breaking down the barriers as a Black woman in the planner community? Because we know it has been hard out here for our community to get recognized, especially Black women. Our voices are not always heard. The erasure of our culture and our community is just real out here.
Right. Yep. I think, the way that I'm just out here being unapologetically Black
Oh,
is
I
how I'm
love
breaking down
it.
barriers, just because, this is what I am. It's something that I, at times things have come up, people, oh, but you light skin, and it, I don't, yeah, to me that's stupid
Right.
because I identify as Black and only Black.
I honestly think that when it comes to that, I don't understand the issue. I mean, yes, if we go back and we really, go back and towards like slavery and we really break those issues down, we do see why they have the light skin versus dark skin. But when are we going to break that chain? Like, when are we going to
Right.
break that cycle and say, we're not going to continue this cycle. We're going to break this cycle so that way we're all the same, we're all equal, we're all together. When are we going to break that? That's what has been so frustrating for me.
Exactly. Like it is. It's frustrating. It's stupid. I'm sorry, I know I already said that, but it's so stupid. A few years ago, before COVID and everything, because me and my husband, we met on a boat. And
Oh,
so
nice.
3 years after we met, went and got on the same boat and went on cruise. And before the boat took off, he had left something in the car. I went back to the car. I was getting back on the boat. I had on a shirt that said Black Wives Matter. And there was a Black couple that was walking in front of me, and then there was their friend who was also Black. And he just happened to look back and he saw my shirt and he was like, that don't even count because you light. And
Oh
it
my
just, my heart
God.
like broke, like just little things like that. Like, this is ignorant. Like, can you
Yeah.
not? And so, I'm out here. I done went and got my hair locked in February, I'm just out here living my best Black life. And
Right, and that's all you can do. And I think it's not our job to educate other Black people on that type of ignorance. Is just something that they're going to have to learn to educate themselves on. But we really need to start breaking those barriers and breaking those cycles of saying, like, it doesn't matter what your skin tone is, if you are the lightest shade of Black to the darkest shade of Black, you're still Black, you're still my sister, we still out here, we still going to support each other, and you're still a valuable part of this Black community.
Right.
So
So I think that's the conversation. I think that's a conversation that definitely needs to be had. But I'm glad that you are being unapologetic, you know, being yourself 100% and not worrying about what nobody is saying. Yep.
Thank you. And then the other thing too, like with my last, because I just started getting into the sticker game, you know, offering stickers over at Minnie's Planner Good. So, you know, the first sticker collection was the Millennial Collection. That was in collaboration with Teals Gold, which, oh my goodness, like that was my first collab. And like, it just, everything went so smooth. Like we literally collaborated on every part of it. My only regret about the collab is that I missed the mark with skin tone. I was working with a new illustrator and I wanted to offer a light and a brown. And when things transferred over to printing, I wasn't 1,000% satisfied with the brown skin tone. That it looked too similar to the light to me. And so this time I really stepped it up. I worked with the same illustrator because I love her. Like, she is amazing. And she really helps to bring my vision to life. But this time I did test prints, like on one of the dolls before she kept going. So that we could get the right skin tone. Like, okay, when I print it out, I know it's going to look like this.
And that's a big thing too in sticker doll community, because I feel like the Black community, I've seen quite a few people do really well when it comes to getting their skin tones right for their dolls. But that's something that is really important. This, the shades of your dolls, I feel like you need to offer more than just the stereotypical three little shades, you know, the light, medium, and dark. Like, we come in so many different colors and shades, and I would love to see all of us represented in our planners.
Right. And that's what, you know, I, you know, sorry to mention my husband again, because he be part of all the conversations, you know. Sometimes I ask him for his opinion on this and that. So, you know, he was also one of the, you know, people who was like, hey, like, what's up with skin tones? Like, and I was like, dang, well, this is what happened. It looked like this on the computer, but then when I printed it, it looked like this. Like, and so,
but, you know, that's amazing that he supports you. Cause look, my hubby wrote out some of these questions I'm asking you. So I was like, okay. He was like, I want to know.
they out here helping. They out here.
Yes, yes. Shout out to the Black men.
right.
Oh man.
So, but he was like, yeah, he was like, okay, like, you know, this is better. Like, you know, this skin tone is better. He was like, but then you need to put one in between. And then having a dialogue with him, like, well, dang, like, you know, I'm not an illustrator. I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not a nothing. Not like that, but like when it comes to graphics and drawing, nothing. I got nothing.
Right. And so, but you know, the point is that you started somewhere. You saw where it was like, okay, next time I'm going to do better. And the next time I'm going to do better. You're just going to grow. So it's okay. You know, you're just starting out. You're getting your feet wet. Like I said, I'm still asking myself, dude, are we supposed to know what we're doing? You may not know everything right now, but you're still growing. And the fact that you want to know this and the fact that you want to offer this means that you see the need and that you're aware that you need to grow, you know?
Right. Yep. And even that, like, just as a business owner, like, dang, since I do not have these capabilities and I have to outsource and hire somebody, then it does become more and more expensive, because now you're counting a new skin tone as a whole new character, because you got to change this or change that, you know, for the skin tone. So it's like, okay, like it does get more expensive. So it's like, okay, like I could see that part. But now already in my head, I'm like, okay, well, next time I offer less characters, more skin tones. Like, that's just, you know, a way to adapt. You know, you got to pivot. You got to be able to pivot.
Yep. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it doesn't always go as planned.
Right.
But as long as you are still striving forward to, like I always say, I would pick progress over perfection. So it may not always be perfect. And as long as you're always moving forward and always striving for progress, we can't be mad at you.
Right. Exactly. When you see somebody who's really trying and growing, you know, it's, you know, what can you be mad at? You mad that I'm making progress, or that, you know, I recognized that I needed to change in this aspect, or, you know, switch something up over here.
Right.
Because I completely agree with that.
Yeah, because not a lot of people are even taking the time to recognize us. So, you know, when you see a shop who's trying and who's progressing in the right direction, we should be doing our job as supporting. This is why it was so important for me to start this series of talking to Black women, smaller shops. That's really what I wanted. Smaller shops that I felt like may not always get recognition. And I wanted these women to say, hey, if you're looking for a Black-owned shop, by me doing this series, it also is giving the people who are not of color, they no longer have the excuse to say, well, I didn't know about any Black shops or shops that I can shop with or any Black women that I can support. Yes, you do. Fancy Plans and Things Radio is giving you that chance to hear from these Black women out in the community and for you to have the chance to support them. And that's breaking down barriers and that's breaking cycles and saying, like, we're going to start supporting each other. And I no longer care to, you know, we talk about like building tables and finding our spots in the community. I no longer care to sit at anybody else's table. I'm just starting to build a table and we all can sit at this table. I'm not picking and choosing. Right. She can't sit with us. No, I'm building a table for all of us, girl. Bring your chair. You got a piece of wood, girl. Add a piece of wood to this table so we can make it so we can all sit here and support each other. That's what I'm looking for. Right. So I love the fact that you are, even though you knew you were like, that was my one mistake. Like, I want to offer better skin tones. Okay, you got it. You are going to get exactly where you need to be as long as you keep striving for progress. And remember, it doesn't have to always be perfect. I love what you and Teals Gold did. I thought, like, I was like, okay, they out here offering dolls. I mean, and it was nice. It was nice to see two sisters come together and make a collab. Like, it was really nice, y'all. It went off without a hitch. So many babes are out in the community talking about it. I love seeing it. I was sitting back like, look at my girls out here winning.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Again, you know what? And even that's another way to just, you know, doing a collab with another Black-owned shop. That's another way to break down these barriers. Like, you know, the stigma that's out there. Like, I wanted to hire or work with somebody Black, but I couldn't because X, Y, Z. You know, like, and just, when I tell you that everything went so smooth and Tills Gold came with it, like, she really set up for me, like, okay, this is what I want my next collab to be like. Like, we're going to do this. We had deadlines, checklists, you know, like, we had everything together.
Right.
So, you know, it is possible for, you know, two Black women to come together and really, you know, successfully work together.
It really is. I think a lot of people think that, and we talk about this because people have these stereotypes on us that we can't work together. We're always angry. We're aggressive and all these hostile and all these different things. And I just tell people, like, I'm just sassy and I may not say it like, you know, the way you think I should say it. And I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm not mad. I'm just a little sassy. I got a little flavor to me. You just gonna have to accept that. But it is possible for us to come together and actually work with each other and not have an issue.
Right.
And I was really proud to see you guys do that. And first of all, I love Teals because she is hilarious. She told me I better not call her by her real name, okay? Because I was disrespectful. So we're going to call her Teals. But yeah, she is amazing and you are amazing. And I really love the collab that you did. So I can't wait to see the future holds, you know, for you two working together on more collabs, because I know something else got to be coming.
I was going to say also, any other small Black-owned shop listening, I am open to collabs. Hit me up.
Okay.
I am here for it. You know, that's, you know, like I said, it's just another way to break down this barrier and, you know, break up the cliques.
Yes.
Break up these planner girl, mean girl cliques. But
yes. Yes. Come sit with me because y'all are welcome at my table.
Come sit with us.
Yes. Yes. Come on. So this other question that I have for you. So my hubs wanted to know, because, you know, he was writing the questions. I'm going to spill the tea. He was like, what is the future for Meanie's Planner Goods? Because he sees the pens up in here. Okay, so I was a pen addict and I was just buying the pens left and right. So he sees the pens up in here and he wants to know what's the future for the Planner Gang.
Planner Gang, honestly, and that's something I forgot to mention at first. That was another big thing for me. Like, Planner Gang, like, this is an inclusive, like, you know, Planner Gang is inclusive. Like, you know, hold on, let me go ahead and read my definition of it. And this is on my thank you card.
Ooh.
Planner Gang, an inclusive group of creative persons who engage in various paper planning and crafting shenanigans.
I love it.
So, you know, that for me is really a big part of what the future holds for Meanie's Planner Goods, is really, you know, pushing the planner gang agenda and the No Mean Girls agenda. Yes. That's pretty much it. Like, you know, I got nice girl energy over here. You know, I want to make that a norm. Like, let's normalize being nice again.
Yes, like, let's normalize being nice to each other. Let's normalize treating each other with kindness. Even if we agree that, you know, even if we don't disagree, let's agree to disagree. You know,
right.
If we don't have to agree on everything. And I tell people this all the time, you know, I say teeth and tongue all fall out sometimes. We're not supposed to agree on everything. But what we can do is handle how we disagree with each other, making right. sure that we're always respecting each other and leaving certain things unsaid. Like, sometimes everything just doesn't need to be said. Just walk away if you feel like it's too much, you know.
That's the gem of the day.
Yeah.
Yes. Not everything needs to be said. Ooh, that is,
let it go sometimes. Just walk away.
I need to write that in my journal. Hold on.
I have learned, you know, like, okay, so my mom used to tell me as a kid, because I had a real flip mouth, and she would just, the many times as I got the belt for talking sleek, you'd think I would stop doing it, but I just kept doing it. But she used to tell me all the time, think twice, speak once. And that's something that I have really adapted into my older years, because I have realized that you can say something, and even if you apologize to the person, even if you say sorry, you could be so sorry. That person is never going to forget those words. You can't take those words back. So take a moment and step back and say, okay, let me just go breathe. Let me just, you know, woosah. And then come back to the person and say, look, you really hurt my feelings. Explain your side. But if you are angry and you're in that heated moment and y'all having that, you know, that back and forth, just step back. It's okay to just step back and not, you know, because everything don't need to be said, because you can't take it back. Once it parts those lips, you cannot take it back.
Wow.
Even if the person forgives you, there's still going to be that thought process, you know, in the back of their head, like, she said this about me, or she said this to me. So just take a step back. It's okay to take a breather. Not everything needs to be said. It's okay to think twice and speak once.
These are facts.
Yes.
I just want to add one more. So think twice, speak once, and go to therapy. Like,
yes.
That is what people need to hear. Like,
ooh, yes, I see. Getting some therapy. Therapy is good for you.
For real. Like,
and, you know, we talk, you know, we, you know what? It's funny that you talk about therapy, because, you know, as being a Black woman, it took a while for, like, I just had this conversation with my friend Cass. It took a while for me to say, okay, well, I do have depression. Okay, yeah, I do have anxiety. Like, I could be completely fine and I would just be like up in arms about nothing. But it's just anxiety. I'm having an anxiety attack. And being a Black person, you know, we grew up that it's a stigma around having mental health issues. And if you go to therapy, something is wrong with you.
Uh-huh.
But look, therapy is okay. It's okay to talk to somebody. It's okay to get some help. It's okay to talk about your mental health. And there is no stigma. There's all, and look, we got open, me and Jasmine got open doors over here, y'all. You need to
open
chat.
Doors.
Come chat. Open doors.
Yes, and I got training too. I've been a therapist. My master's is in social work. My undergrad's in social work. I'm in a process of studying to become a licensed clinical social worker who are also therapists. So I've been a therapist and I'm in therapy. So yes, I got my doors open.
Yes, it's always good to go through that. So if anybody got open doors, y'all, so y'all got some issues out there, come on, we can talk about it.
Right.
And if we can't figure it out, we can always send you to in the right direction for somebody to help you. So,
exactly. Like, yes, yeah. Here go the resources.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times when we talk about Mean Girls and how we're trying to break down these issues and these barriers and stuff with Mean Girls, I honestly think it's just they need a little therapy. They need a little love. They need a hug. And, you know, that is why when you said treat them with kindness stuck out to me, because honestly, that's the best way to treat someone who's being mean. Treat them with kindness, because it's going to confuse them. They're going to be like, why is she being so nice?
Right. And it's not even... It's not even in like a nice, nasty way.
No.
It's just a, I'm genuinely being nice because I don't have any issue with you.
Right. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
So one of my questions too is, what is one goal you want to accomplish before the year ends?
For me, it's Planner Goods. My biggest goal is actually a financial goal, and that is to double my sales from last year. And I'm already well on my way. So that is my like one biggest goal for this year. Just to know that, you know, like, hey, I'm doing things differently. I'm putting more money into running this business. And so it's like, okay, am I actually seeing this return? And so, right. So far,
profitable?
Yeah. Yeah. So far the first quarter was really good. So, you know, I just have everyone in the community to thank for that.
Just say, I love your products. I think they're super dope. I missed out on the $2 Tuesday sale, but I'm coming in hot. Okay, with me an order, because I'm obsessed with your pens and your planner clips. They are super cute, and I just got a new planner, so she needs some clips to get all pretty.
Thank you.
And so we always see you post a lot about, you know, Meanie's Planner Goods and all the things that you're using, or, you know, for the shop and stuff. But I was kind of wondering, what planners are you using?
So right now I am using the Gooseby Twin Spiral Dated Planner. And then I am using inserts from Pretty Planner Co. The daily inserts with the affirmation. And I'm using that in her crystal clear and rose gold A5 rings cover. I got a grip of planners, but that is what I'm in right now. And I haven't even shown my planner spread for like the last few weeks, because I do have a different Instagram, Jasmine's Plan Herverse. And really that's where I use like a lot of other people's stuff. So I'll mix in, you know, using my Meanie's Planner Good stuff along with, you know, other shops, because I shop a lot of smaller black shops, you know, the planner shops, because I, you know, I don't have it all, and I'm not about to sit here and try to make it all and get a hold of it all. No, I like this person. They have something that I need. I'm going to support them and buy this.
Yeah, I absolutely love that smaller businesses support other smaller businesses. That's honestly really how it should be. Like I said, if we're going to be supporting babes, support babes out here in the community. Just because you have a shop does not mean you cannot support another babe with a small shop. So, yeah, I love that.
Definitely. Like, the only thing that I was like, okay, the only reason, or one of the only reasons that I switched and stopped posting my planner stuff on my actual Meanie's Planner Goods, and that I created Jasmine's Plan Herverse, is because it got a little confusing. Like, I used someone's washi on a spread, and somebody hit me up like, hey, like, I can't find this in your shop. Do you still have it? I'm like, that's not my washi. I even tagged the shop. And so I'm like, I don't know how it's confusing, but I guess it is. So I'm like, you know what? I think
when we come to the page, we get so excited because we see the name. We see what's on the page and we're just like, oh my God, that's so cute. We never think to like fully read the caption or tap on the picture. Like, we just get excited, because that's how I am. I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, girl, calm down. Read the caption, because it's some info in the caption.
And I can't even be mad, like, cause I do it too. But what I did on my last like reintroduction post, I actually put a coupon code in the caption. Because it was like a secret sale. It was like a reward for people who actually read
the caption. Look at that. Yes. So y'all better start reading Meanie's Planner Goods captions, y'all. Y'all missing out. Oh my gosh. So even today we even talked about having a sale. And so Meanie has something up her sleeve for y'all. If you have listened to like the whole episode of us just kind of chatting and her going back and forth with me, then and you made it this far, Meanie has a little surprise for y'all.
Yes. So you can save 15% off your entire order, everything, including, you know, the planner gang shirts, all the different planner type shirts that I have available in the shop, with code FANCY15. So yes, you can use that code for the entire month of August.
Okay.
of this year. So August 2021, Fantasy 15.
Yes, that is perfect. So y'all, I'm blown away because she gave it to y'all for the whole month. I thought y'all was going to get it for 2 weeks. Okay. So I'm really excited about that. You have really changed the game for me, like looking at your planner shop. I've seen the growth in you, Mimi, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so like, you're just a dope babe out in this community, and I felt like the community needed to know more about you to kind of hear your voice. I mean, I know we come to your lives, but I wanted a place where people could like come and say, okay, well, I get to know who this girl is behind the planner, because we see you all the time, you know. And I think it's dope that your husband is involved and that he gives you awesome feedback, because even he was like, look, I'm gonna need you to get some more skin tone.
Right.
So yeah, he is a part of the Meanies Planner Goods, and I absolutely love that. And I just thank you so much for like kind of joining me, for us to kind of like chat and me to interview you today, because I just had a couple questions. I wanted the babes to get to know you and be able, they have no excuse now to say, well, I don't know any black owned shops to shop with. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I think it is important to know the person behind the shop, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you're buying from that person.
Yes.
So you know, it's important to know, who are you buying from, and hey, do I even actually like this person? So know who you're supporting out here, and thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. And honestly, not only to know who you're supporting, but do their core values line up with mine? That's something that I had to start thinking about when I'm using different planner brands and different shops and stuff. Do their core values line up with mine? Is this a person that I want to represent on my page? Right. Is this a product that I'm happy to share with other people about? So, like I said, I'm very proud of you and Teals, and just to have you on the show and be able to talk to you, and it's just been amazing. So I thank you so much for joining me today. So with that
You're
being
welcome.
Said, you guys, me and Jasmine are going to get out of here. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Okay, it's Friday, hunts. Y'all know I love me some Friday. So y'all go out there and get you a drink, relax. Remember that Sunday is self-care Sunday. So do something to take care of you. And until next time, stay fancy.
Bye.
Bye.